When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Lackluster effort by the Boston Celtics last night leads to a loss, and we will talk about that with Mego coming up at 9. Two chances to win that basketball game, and the two guys that you would want to do it both had a shot at it last night. Both of the Jays with a chance to win that game.
Good looks. So. Tatum's was basically in and out, and Jaylen Brown had a great look at the end.
Tatum, nobody on him.
So
wide open three, could have won that, and the inbounds, that was an issue with Drew Holiday and getting that ball to Tatum. And
but they had an opportunity after that. So, I mean, even though it didn't go in their favor, they were able to make the steal on the other side, get the ball back, get a good look. And
they just got out-muscled when it came to rebounds, especially on the offense side of the basketball. And they were beaten in the paint,
sloppy
all night long. They had turnovers, 20 turnovers. Not the effort that you would have liked to have seen.
They have half as many home losses as they did all of last season in five games.
All right. Well, we'll talk to Mego about that on a Celtics Wednesday coming up at 9 this morning. Tomorrow, Bruins Thursday, Mike Milbury at 9 as the Bruins extend the employment opportunity for Jim Montgomery here for at least another day or two. And Mike Milbury will join us tomorrow at 9. But we got a couple leads left. Wiggy, good morning and hello.
All right, good morning, hello. So it's been a long time, but you know what? I'm excited about Friday night because the baddest man on the planet is back. Mike Tyson will take on Jake Paul this Friday night. If you got Netflix, it's going to be on Netflix so you can watch it. And I think it's kind of one of those things as somebody who was always like a Mike Tyson fan. You always love to see him fight because you want to see if he's able to tear somebody's head off. But this will be this Friday night at AT&T Stadium. Massive turnout. I think you'll be a ton of people watching it because everybody can't stand Jake Paul. But he brings him out and, you know, he's going to have a legitimate opponent in the fact of, you know, Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet, scariest man alive, however you want, whatever you want to call him.
Have you watched like the leading up to it series? There was one where Jake Paul's basically like, you know, I'm a big fan. It's an honor to get in the ring with you, but I'm going to take your throne. And Mike Tyson, stone face killer, was like, he's manufactured. Right. I'm a natural born killer.
Yeah.
It's just.
It's going to be like.
I'm not a big Jake Paul fan. So
right. And I think a lot of people aren't. So I think a lot of people are like, oh, Mike, knock his head off, but Mike better win that fight because
Mike Tyson is my age.
58. But boxing's a different sport, though.
I know, but is he at serious risk when it comes to his health?
I would be worried about his ticker. Like, you want to talk about, like, a heart attack?
But he trains. It's 2 minute rounds.
Are we acting like his brain is functioning today?
No.
Okay.
It's true.
It's 2 minute rounds. And that's all. So it's not like your standard 3 minute rounds that you see in fighting. So it's 2 minute. It's 8 rounds, 2 minutes. So
what do you think Tyson got paid for this?
$20 million is what the reports are, and Jake Paul got 40.
Who?
Jake Paul got $40 million. Mike Tyson got $20 million.
Yeah, that's kind of what's the.
Is it real?
No.
What do you mean?
like Curtis is on the side of no. Like, is it a real fight or
is it
this
rigged?
Yeah.
I mean,
like, do they just go laugh with each other in a private jet after?
Oh, maybe afterwards.
Well, how many takes do you think those promos took?
Yeah, afterwards.
I'm
yeah.
serious. Those two guys have like five functional brain cells combined.
That afterwards, it's probably all staged up to it because there's no real bad blood between the two of them. They like each other. But when they get in the
getting $60 million, believe me, nobody's leaving with a concussion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When Mike
You're
Tyson
right,
gets
Curtis.
Watch, you'll see. You got Netflix. When you get in the ring, there's no way to kind of like go easy.
Here's a 508 text that says it's a no-win situation for Jake Paul. Either beat up an old man or get beat up by an old man.
Yeah.
I would say if he's getting $40 million, it's a win-win.
Yeah. Yeah. God, I mean, Mike could still throw. I mean, that's the thing. Just because you're 58 years old don't mean you still can't throw them hands.
All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
Speaking of old men, I am concerned that I am about to be the victim of a scam.
Uh-oh.
And it happens to those of us who are in our golden years. I have become convinced over the last 48 hours that my beloved Red Sox are all in on Juan Soto.
Okay.
I, however, am worried that I am being trolled by John Henry and Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow. Now, all the signs are pointing toward pay dirt here.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox are making the trip to Southern California mm-hmm. this week to meet with Juan Soto. Juan Soto apparently has been a lifelong Red Sox fan. He was a giant David Ortiz, Manny Ramirez fan growing up.
Really?
And the Red Sox are his team. The insiders suggest it is down to four teams, and the Red Sox are one of them.
Okay, we got action.
The Red Sox have been apparently making calls left and right around Major League Baseball on high-priced free agents, whether it's Max Fried or Blake Snell or whomever. They appear to be willing to spend. So I am asking the room, am I being lured into a false sense of security, or is this something that I should be overly excited about?
I think that they're going to pull the trigger because
it's
the $700 million trigger. He may equal what Shohei got.
Right. But if they don't get Juan Soto, they'll get a high-priced ticket free agent. I think they're in the market of like, all right, we got to make a major splash.
I want Juan Soto.
I know.
I want a once-in-a-lifetime player.
Right.
I want
Preach.
The excitement of Fenway Park all summer long when it comes to a legit superstar.
Yeah, and it's all of the people that work with the Red Sox, like Red Sox adjacent, who are tweeting about it, that's gotten me really excited, because the Passan yesterday had, you know, the Toronto's the first team that's going to meet with him, then the Red Sox, then the Mets and Yankees. And it's like, I don't know, the excitement around it, I think that...
I get it. People, like in the Twitch chat, people are like, they're cheap, they're not going to spend, and they have been lately.
Right.
But I think
that changes this offseason.
I don't know if they would, if they are not in on him, they would not be leaking that they are.
Mm-hmm. What?
I don't think they would, Curtis.
Wouldn't
it's
that
not
the definition
gonna work
be?
Again. That's not going to work again.
No.
Like, you can't say we're all in on a guy
right.
and then not pay for him, or you're going to be exposed as being completely fraudulent.
Right.
Okay. Like, can we bet lunch that they don't
yes.
get Juan Soto? Because
yes.
this is exactly who
I
they are.
I still owe Shime dinner at Moo. I will just throw you on the list there.
Okay, perfect.
What if they do get him?
So, Curtis, you think that this is all smoke and mirrors?
There have been so many times where, whether it's been Ken, Wiggy, you guys, me, where I've been speaking with someone about the Patriots and the Red Sox since 2020, and we thought, oh, they made the playoffs. They got blown out by the Bills. They're going to spend. The Red Sox, oh, my goodness, this is the year Henry has to spend. Fenway is full of Dodgers and Blue Jays fans. They need to get the city back. Over and over and over, we have been let down. And for me, they brought back Cora at midseason because it was the cheap way to make it appear like you're invested by retaining your most popular guy who happened to be the manager. John Heyman, who is first on this story, is a Boris mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Boris needs the Red Sox to be in on it because that's sort of the sleeping giant. He can convince other bidders to think that they have to up their offer to stay in the ballpark with the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I would be thrilled if it happened. I am no longer going to fall for the cheese.
I think they're going after a big market free agent if it's Juan. So it's the pitcher from the Orioles. What the hell's his last? The Burns
Corbin
guy.
Corbin Burns.
Right? So he's another one. Like,
no, I think, listen, they need pitching.
Right.
I think maybe they're going to do both. Like, maybe for once,
mm-hmm.
they're gonna check the bank account and spend what they have to spend. I don't know.
Do you think they're going to spend $700 million?
I don't know that he's going to be at that same
basically what he paid for the Penguins.
Scott Boras thinks that he's going to get the same deal that Shohei got. I mean, it's at least going to be...
$500-600 million.
It's going to be upper fives.
Yep.
Low sixes.
But, Greg, I'd be with you. If they could structure it the way they did the Shohei deal and just defer most of the cash, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
Where you just, let's say it's $10 million a year, and then at the end he gets paid for 30 more years.
Right.
God love John Henry. I hope he lives to 100, but he probably won't be here in 20 years.
Throw in a couple incentives, you know, that add up to a couple million here and there for, you know, being an all-star or whatever. It's worth it. And you have done a good job in some cases of driving fans away for the last 3 or 4 years.
There's no way to live it down, but you're right. This is all like a dog and pony show.
They're going there though. Like they can't go there and not come away with the prize. Like that to me is very disappointing for fans.
Unless somebody offers more. What if they offer $600 million, but
the Yankees are willing to pay $700 million,
or the whoever.
See, I think you should just pay it.
Can we all agree not to buy the BS if they say they offered $600 million? Can we all be on the same page there?
Yeah. If they don't get them,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because there's nothing standing in the way of getting him other than money, right?
Right.
Do you agree on that?
Yes.
Yep. And John Henry's presence on the Economic Reform Committee in Major League Baseball, which is his attempt to get rid of these types of deals.
I don't know the answer to this, but is there a ground round in Southern California that they could take him to this week, maybe, and save a little money when to what they're going to spend on wining and dining?
And you make a
Jack in the Box.
And you make a good point. Like, why go through all of this
if you're not going to get
him? If you're not going to have a real legitimate offer? Because it's Shohei.
Yeah.
Shohei knows what he's going to get.
Right.
Juan Soto,
do you think it was a good move paying Shohei all that money based on what happened at the end of the season?
Yes. Yes.
This is...
By the way, just on that, Japan averaged 12 million viewers of the World Series at 9 a.m., more viewers than we had in the United States for the NBA Finals.
Wow.
Just Japan.
Yeah. This is Walter. Hello, Walter.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
What happens when Soto and Boras see how much extra Soto's going to have to pay in state income tax thanks to Mara Healy and company?
Yeah,
Shohei went to a really easily taxed state like California, Walter.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think
you don't think it matters?
Didn't to Shohei.
And not in this case, because the teams that are potentially in on Juan Soto are going to be New York, teams in New York, the state of New York, California, and Massachusetts. I mean, taxes, you can't get any higher
than Toronto.
Those. Yeah, exactly. Right. So it's not
basically
like...
Basically have to pay Trudeau everything.
It's not like a team from Texas or Florida is jumping in.
Well, they say that Tampa Bay may be in on them. But I don't know.
A team who hasn't spent anything
in their entire lives.
I bet that type of brand.
That's probably a Boras special. I would say that leak.
But you're right. The Red Sox have the leash is gone, so they can't be playing with people's emotions. You can't be doing it. Can't be doing it from here on out.
508 texter says, "Don't fall for it, Greg. Do not wire that money to Nigeria." I mean, this might be an issue. It really might be an issue.
I'm falling for this one.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm all in on it. All right. Well, those are our leads. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And speaking of sports, here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The good news, the Bruins beat the Blues in St. Louis 3-2 the final. David Pastrnak was the main story coming out of that one. He netted his fifth career go-ahead goal in the final 2 minutes of regulation to tie David Krejci for the second most in franchise history. Ray Bourque tops the list with 7. Here's what Pasta had to say about the game winner.
Yeah, I mean, what a crazy shift that was. It was a couple of looks, you know, we had, and obviously McAvoy and Mason were doing their thing and kind of buzzing around, and you know, they kind of collapsed, and the puck bounced to Charlie, and or Pav, I think, kicked it to him, and then it was all over to me, and you know, I just shot it as hard as I could.
In the bad news, the Celtics fell to the Hawks at home, 117-116 in group play of the Emirates NBA Cup. The Celtics were a turnover machine in this loss. The Hawks were able to capitalize on that, scoring 19 points off of the 20 turnovers. Jaylen Brown and Derek White had season-high points, 37 and 31, respectfully. And Jason Tatum did play in this one. He had 20 points. Here's what Joe Mazzulla had to say about what led to the C's carelessness with the ball.
Their physicality, their ball pressure, threw a couple of passes on our heels. They're long, active hands, but just didn't. Some of the reads were there. We just didn't connect on the passes. But it's a credit to their physicality and their ball pressure.
And it's a back-to-back night for the C's. They have the Nets in Brooklyn tonight. Tip is at 7:30. We'll talk with Mego this morning at 9 about that. Some weird news out of Boston College football. Tommy Castellanos will not play this weekend. He has stepped away from the team after being benched, according to Bill O'Brien. Stepped away for a few days. I don't really know what that means. I don't know where this is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Very weird story there.
Well, you and I were talking about this. Did you watch the BC game?
Because
it seems like they were rotating the other quarterback with him. They didn't have many passing yards.
Yeah, the other quarterback I just don't think is that good. I
mean, the Grayson James
to
kid?
Be fair, they did run for like 400
right.
yards.
I mean,
but let's be honest, this is probably a portal thing. Like, this is what you're going to get now if you're not going to be the starter, or a coach dares to tell you that you're not playing well, then you're immediately going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, he's probably hitting the portal.
I mean, where's he going to go? Monmouth?
Like,
it's a bad look.
Bad look for him.
Yeah, to step away from the 100%. Team after something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. 100%. Maybe it was the stress of the election. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Never know.
You've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. 4 hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines.
Curtis, I missed the Ben Volen column on the Emirates NBA Cup. Is that coming soon?
Oh, believe me. It'll be there.
Okay.
Don't,
right.
don't you worry.
I just want to know.
Fair and balanced.
Okay.
That's the Globe.
I want to make sure we're going after everybody
yep.
with the same energy.
Boy, their media critic is even-handed, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
by the way, Greg, when you're wrong, you're wrong, and I'm wrong. We have footage of John Henry on the beaches of California right now. Going to meet Juan Soto. Up there he is. So if you can see on Twitch, there's John Henry trying to find Juan Soto somewhere in California.
All right.
I think the deal gets done today. 31 degrees, mostly sunny afternoon, high of 40.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
With regard to the Red Sox being all in on Juan Soto and the tax issue here in Massachusetts, during the break, a lengthy text on the Subaru of New England text line pointing out what Curtis pointed out in a roundabout way earlier, which is that Shohei deferred all of that money so he can move to Florida or Texas or somewhere else after he is done playing baseball and pay less when it comes to taxes. So
they could maybe do the same thing.
Maybe not an issue. Maybe not an issue here when it comes to Juan Soto.
Right.
I mean,
so
I
even if he got the money from the Dodgers, but like lived in Texas, he wouldn't have to pay those taxes, even though he's getting paid by an employer in California.
Correct.
Yes.
Because
that's a great way around it.
My dad retired from Ernst & Young, and he lives in Florida, even though he worked here for Ernst & Young.
Right.
He gets paid in Florida, but there's no state income.
Right. Oh, that's a great way to do it.
You got to do that, like Curtis says.
That's
when
a genius.
When you retire. You know, because when you're still playing, Chime, it's where you work.
I don't care. We gotta. We need to know what he wants.
Yeah.
Like, does he want a penthouse at One Dalton? We'll get him that.
I think $600 million to be able to get.
Yeah. Does he want? Nope. We'll throw that in.
All right.
Does he want a Ferrari? We'll get Ernie Bach Jr. to give him a Ferrari.
Okay.
And James's classmate. I went to a play party on Sunday.
Yeah.
Penthouse. A condo at the Ritz building with a bouncy castle inside.
Not bad.
So I could get to see if they can give it to him for a year or two.
We'll get him rooftop at Raffles.
Right.
We will get him a lifetime easy pass, Curtis, so he never has to pay a toll in this Commonwealth ever again.
And I'll do what I did for you, $50 gift card Van Leeuwen.
Yes.
All right, free bike.
Are you going to give him a gray bike?
That's it.
We'll get Juan Soto a gray. I don't think, based on past history, we want anybody on this Red Sox team on a bicycle.
That's true.
But whatever it takes. I mean, listen, I'm telling you, and I know I am naive, but the fact that the man grew up admiring David Ortiz and Manny Ramirez from afar gives you an edge.
Big Poppy should be reaching out to Juan Soto now.
I'm hoping that they're taking Poppy on the trip this week. Like, why not?
Deal, Poppy, for us. Juan Soto looked up to, the Dominican legend in Big Poppy.
Yeah.
You know, Big Poppy just throw some of them cool little words on him, and that's it, Juan. Next thing you know, you got Juan Soto here.
In the Twitch chat, somebody says, Greg, what about free popcorn at the Ground Round for life? Yes. Free crackers and cheese at the 99? Yes. I will arrange all of that. We can get him a jump-the-line pass at the Snowport. In the Seaport.
And you know what, Greg? I just talked to Ken. He can join us for our annual second preseason visit to the suite at Gillette Stadium.
That would be fantastic. Don't underestimate the value of that, Curtis.
I mean, the all team building is off the charts.
That cake was delicious.
Great photo of Shime, Courtney, and I. Yep.
All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Don Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where would you like to start, Shine?
Yeah, Greg, let's begin with Jim Montgomery, because the Bruins were the good news yesterday as they came back from a 2-0 deficit in the third period to win the game 3-2.
It is literally, I think, the first time in the regular season in a couple of years at least that they have come back in the third period being down by a bunch of goals. I It's a big win. They certainly helped Jim Montgomery out a little bit with that win last night.
Absolutely. And Jim Montgomery was not going to let it be known exactly who helped them out when he spoke with Brick after the game. Here is what Montgomery said about a few in particular players.
Yeah, I think Mac and Pasta, you know, I think they weren't going to let us lose tonight. You could just see it, that they were stepping out on the ice with a elevated purpose in the third period. And Morgan Geeky, really proud of him, you know, because, you know, he sat out maybe three games in a row. But I could see his work ethic in practice coming and coming, you know, and that's his best game of the year. That's the Morgan Geeky that we know can help the Bruins every night.
Okay. So, I don't know where you stand on Jim Montgomery right now. Is his job on the line? Is it not on the line?
I think it's on the line, but I think it's more after the season, unless they go into a major nosedive. Like, where they, and I don't see that happening with this Bruins team, where they go, you know, lose 6-7 in a row. I think, it's going to be something after the season where it's going to be more about what he does in the postseason.
Well, the prevailing wisdom with some had been that if they weren't a playoff team by Thanksgiving, that they were going to move on from him. But you don't buy that.
No, I don't buy that, because that's too hard to tell, you know, and this, especially with the way that they're playing, where unless you're in a major nosedive, aren't you kind of still in the playoff hunt come Thanksgiving if you're winning games?
And they're technically in the playoffs right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'd have to hit a major slump.
In the NHL, you should be. I mean, nearly everybody makes the playoffs. So.
I think if he doesn't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, he's pretty much done here.
Cooked. All right. Yeah. What's next, Shime?
Well, next, let's go over to Joe Mazzulla. He spoke before the game yesterday, and let me tell you, it seems as though Joe Mazzulla oozing with energy about this in-season tournament NBA Cup. Here was Joe Mazzulla being asked about his excitement level and his players' excitement level.
Joe, do you sense that your guys get a little bit more excited for these games?
I have no idea. I haven't paid attention to their excitement level.
Do you get more excited?
No, they're all the same. You got 82 of them. Got to play them. I get the same amount of excitement for all of them.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I
bottle that up.
I can understand that, though. Like, they want to repeat, and so it doesn't matter. I mean, you would think with some of the guys, like my guy Pete Pritch and others, that the $500,000 would make a difference. I mean,
maybe
it doesn't in the NBA.
Well, Pete Pritch, maybe it does. Sam Hauser, you know, corner. Yeah. But it's, you know, does it make a
difference? It doesn't make a difference to Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown. Or
no. Derek White.
What about the weekend in Vegas? Like, do they appreciate the weekend in Vegas?
They could care less about that.
Can I express something that makes zero sense? According to Sports Illustrated, last year, the NBA Finals championship team paid players $500,000 each. The same as the NBA Cup?
Okay.
That is so stupid. And they're trying to be like British soccer. Like, they have the FA Cup. They have these in-season soccer tournaments that are big, but they've been big forever. They've been going on since the 1920s. Like, instituting this now, like, it just... Especially when the best players are making $60 to $80 million,
fans don't care about it.
But that's the intent: is to create ratings and interest in the league. Like, generally, the NBA ratings-wise, Curtis, I think, didn't see a bump until the Christmas games. Like, that is generally when people would start to pay attention.
Well, I mean, the Celtics did awful ratings-wise in the NBA Finals compared to their last couple of visits.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any ratings at all this year, and for the Patriots or the Celtics or the Bruins. Very odd.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it's, if fans were into it and there was something on the line, some kind of...
But it's so difficult. What could, you know, like, to
what
put
can
some,
be on the line? You can't really do home. You can't give home court.
Right.
And when it comes to the playoffs, or I don't know.
You know what? Actually, I would be interested in is them playing cards instead of basketball. Actually, gambling the way they do on the planes. That would be fun.
What about like a 10-point head start? Like if you win, you get a 10-point head start every playoff game.
What about horse?
Well, then it becomes like it becomes goofy because I'm thinking like maybe 3-on-3 or something like that. But then it becomes goofy.
It becomes All Star Week.
And then Mazzulla said it. He's like, it's 1 of 82. Where I think guys will look at as many games, you know, I don't know because I never played professional baseball or basketball or hockey, but they must look at it and go, all right, it's one game, it's a bump in the road, we didn't play our best, we weren't on, whatever it is, right? Because there's so many games where...
Not on. I mean, they were in almost every element of the game last night. They mailed it in.
Right, and I think they did that because, Greg, they're up by 15. They probably like, we can mail it in and
beat this
team.
Okay, but you're up by 15 with whatever was left in the third quarter, 10 minutes left, and then you're not. End of that game, the go-ahead rebound that the Hawks got, Drew Holiday is standing there watching and not boxing out.
Yep.
Like, I get it. You're the defending NBA champs, and maybe it's just that they don't care, and they're going to be there at the end. And
I think that's what it is.
That's when they're going to play, I don't know.
I had a lead early on in the season of like three pointers are going to be the difference maker for this team. Like they made 18 threes last night. They shot 45.
Well,
like
that's who they are, though.
I know Derek that's who White, they are, but
Without those threes that Derek White had in the fourth quarter last night, I think he was 4 for 4.
Right.
Like, they would have been out of that game.
But
like,
that,
they wouldn't
that's
have even
who
had
they
a
are.
Chance
yeah,
to...
Yeah, but that's going to be
what,
their
what
focus.
What do you mean that's who they are, though? Are you okay with that?
Well, that's what the NBA is. The NBA is, and I heard Shaq and Ernie and Barkley talking about this on Inside the NBA before the game last night. Like, that's what the game is now. Like, Charles Barkley was getting on Karl Anthony Towns because he's got a mismatch of a short, smaller guy, and he's 7 feet tall, and he's hawking up threes. That's what the game is. Mazzulla don't have an issue with this.
Well, no, their game is shooting threes. Like,
right.
There's no defense, and I get it. This is old head yelling at nobody, but they just let guys sit there in the paint. And they don't play any defense.
Yeah, well, listen, the days of the sky hook in the, you know, real defense.
Right. Where's George Mikan?
Yeah, exactly. The drop step, that's gone. And I think you're right, Greg. There's so many games that they're probably looking at like, just get us to the postseason.
Yeah.
That's when we turn it on.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, we've gotten a lot of great inspirational moments from Aaron Rodgers where he talks about expecting greatness, belief can be an avalanche, he believes in the power of manifestation. Well, on the Pat McAfee show yesterday...
Does he know that an avalanche is a bad thing?
It's supposed to be a metaphor, I guess, Curtis. Aaron Rodgers talked about the four things you need to do to be a good teammate and to have a long career in the NFL. Here was Aaron Rodgers.
There's a game within the game that I think people would just miss. And if you're an average player, playing the game within the game will allow you to have, you know, a decent little career. If you're a good player, you can have a long career. If you're a great player, you can have a Hall of Fame transcendent career. The game within the game, to me, I was thinking about this a few weeks ago. It comes down to four things. Rule number one is put the team first.
Okay.
That involves some humility, not making it by yourself. Rule number two is
excuses. Pause it. Humility from this ass?
Oh, yeah. Curtis, just wait.
Okay.
I was this delusional.
Just wait for all four rules.
Give me that ayahuasca.
Here was Rodgers' four rules.
Rule number one is put the team first. That involves some humility, not making it by yourself. Rule number two is no excuses or no complaining. Rule number three is be on time, be prepared. And the fourth rule that I've thrown in there is be a good teammate.
I would just like to point out he wasn't on time to OTAs. He was in Egypt.
Be on time.
He complains all the time. He never has humility.
Be on time unless you're skipping OTAs. Yeah.
Put
the team first unless you're blaming a head coach and a couple of wide receivers.
He's so good.
I'm surprised he did at the end of it say these are all great rules. I just don't follow them.
Right.
If you follow them, you'll have a good career in the NFL, which the rules are pretty good.
I mean, I have to hand it to him. He's funnier than Rogan now. I mean, that was hilarious.
All right, Sean, great job.
Thank you.
They said it. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We're going to get to Courtney in the news next. That includes Would Wiggy Eat It, once again, and why a restaurant in New York is being dragged for what they are serving. That would probably, I assume, make your second grade teacher see red. So we will get to the news coming up next.
It's time for...
She knows so long as she was denied, our freedom can never be secured.
The news.
Technically not supposed to be here.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Maybe they were surveying him.
Surveillancing.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Terminator is a quadruped robot.
On WEEI.
We've got another red flag day during what officials are calling an unprecedented wildfire season. Yesterday, Maura Healey spoke about how Bay Staters should conserve water and avoid burning anything outdoors.
Mm. Okay, Wiggy, this is for you.
Yes.
Okay.
We can hear what Governor Healey had to say on Boston 25.
My ask to the public is that you do everything that you can to minimize the risks, to protect our communities, to conserve water, and to support our firefighters.
So what about, like, cigarettes? People that smoke cigarettes and are...
Yeah, they shouldn't be throwing them into the woods. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, I mean, or out their car window. Yes.
Throw them down and just step on them.
Yes.
Generally, it's the woods, though, right? It's probably the bums in the woods sleeping out there.
Please.
I mean, that's a lot of times that's what happens in California.
That's not the issue. I mean, that has happened.
A lot of the times,
Greg. Wildfire, but that's not, I don't think. But
in Cali, it's the homeless people.
I don't think that's the issue here.
Well, I'm not saying that.
The brush is dry. And so if you could, we would like you to go. You're supposed to go without a shower or go without washing your dishes?
A quick shower.
Take a quick shower.
Yeah, and maybe let those dishes pile up a bit. Curtis, when's the next time we're supposed to get rain?
It's 6 days from now. We're going to get about 0.2 inches.
Oof. All right. Police in Andover are investigating a road rage shooting that led to a carjacking. Officials say witnesses saw masked men running down the street with a gun and shots were heard. Two cars were hit, one into a pole and then another into the front lawn of a house before the carjacking. Luckily, the victims of the carjacking were not injured, but they're investigating this. They don't know how many people were involved or really what led to the shooting and then the carjacking.
But wait, they had a road rage thing. So they just happen to have a road rage incident with guys who were in a car
masked.
Who had masked up with guns,
right.
Basically.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, that's unfortunate.
Did they not see the movie The Town? Anytime you see people in cars with masks on, you just mind your business and let them
true.
Go the other way.
We can hear from an unnamed witness on WCVB.
Two cars chasing down that way and they just crashed right here into each other and they were wearing masks and they were wearing hoodies and they're having guns in their hands. I saw them.
Okay. Scary.
All right.
President-elect Trump continues to make rapid appointments to his cabinet. Yesterday, he announced that Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy will lead the new Department of Government Efficiency in Trump's administration. The agency will seek to eliminate wasteful expenditures. He hopes to... is that how you say it? Expenditures.
Yes.
Expenditures. The hope is to remove $1 trillion from the budget.
$1 trillion.
Trillion.
I love this.
I'm all for it.
Are you all for it, Curtis?
I think that we should all see our tax dollars at work and go places they haven't gone before.
It is extraordinary when you discover how much money is being wasted by these agencies. And so the opportunity to take a look at the money that is just thrown away.
Right.
And to eliminate some of that and put it toward things that we all would agree should be priorities is incredible.
The little Doge logo, too, that Elon Musk keeps sharing with the dog. Very cute.
You like that?
Yeah.
The government, this number is going to drive you nuts. It comes from the Government Accountability Office, so it's not partisan, but they estimate that the federal government wastes, I'll ask you, how much do you think they estimate the federal government wastes in a calendar year in taxpayer dollars?
I would probably say $2 billion.
Okay.
I would guess $20 billion.
Anybody else? Courtney, Shine?
I would say 10.
7.
The Government Accountability Office estimates that the federal government wastes $247 billion a year.
Jiminy Christmas.
Damn.
Wow.
The Department of the Treasury reported $24.5 billion in unreconciled transactions, meaning that they don't know what they spent that $25 billion on.
Jesus.
Was it an interview with Oprah?
I want to know where all this money going.
It may have been. Oprah's doubling down. She was interviewed when she was leaving the gym yesterday, and she's doubling down and saying that she didn't get $1 million to endorse Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I mean the facts are indisputable. Like,
I heard
she didn't get the actual money, that it went to her company for that like town hall that they had.
Okay, it went to the company. Does she own the company?
Yeah, but
okay, didn't she get the money then?
A nice donation.
The big deal, Wiggs, is that it's viewed as an organic endorsement, not that they're being paid for. Just like when you tweet something and it's about a product you're being paid to endorse,
right,
you have to use hashtag ad. That is being dishonest with the electorate.
When
saying
somebody
that,
says to me, who is of some renown, I feel like we need to save democracy.
Right.
I think they're doing it out of the good of their own heart. Oh, well, I think they're doing it for free.
That would be naivete.
I didn't know that somebody who is a billionaire needed to be paid to save democracy.
Well, see, I always thought that.
That's how I would look at it.
I always thought that, like, all these people that support, especially these, you know, rich people that go and speak at the, you know, president-elect's
You think they're
campaign.
All being paid for that?
I feel like the big ones are.
I would never assume that ever.
Yeah, see, I would assume that.
I didn't know that Beyonce was getting paid $10 million to do one song.
I always figured they got paid on the back end, as in they would get lower taxes or preferential treatment. I never assumed it was direct.
Remember they offered 50 cent, like Trump's campaign team offered 50 cent, like $5 million for him to perform at one of his events. And
when
50
was that?
This year, and no, 50 was
I,
like
I don't remember seeing that.
It was all over.
I think it was because for a while Trump's like theme song was Many Men.
Yeah, so they could get the rights to the song.
They wanted him to perform. He said it on the Breakfast Club, and he turned it down because he was like, you know, he kind of jokingly said, you know, look what happened to Kanye. He doesn't really get into politics, but he was like, they offered me $5 million to perform.
Turn the money down.
Young Jock said the same thing. Yeah. They offered him money to, but I always felt like that's what they did. You know, you want these celebrities to come up and endorse you because, you know, for whatever weird reason, people tend to follow what celebrities say. And
well,
so
they don't. I don't.
No, I know.
So I just don't. In the case of Oprah, she wasn't performing.
She was speaking,
her.
Right?
She was endorsing her.
Yeah. And you think Cardi B went up there and spoke for free?
Well, that's the way it's always been. Yes, those people have not always been paid for their endorsements.
See, I was always under the impression that when you got those big celebrities to come out, they were being paid something. I mean, they like your policies. Don't get it wrong, but they were also
like your policy of paying them $1 million. Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like.
Like, I don't. If Trump said, "Here, Oprah, I'll give you $5 million," I don't think she's just going to go over there just because the money's there. I think they still like that candidate, but they're like, "Hey, you want me to spend my time and do this?
Okay.
You know, we're going to give you a couple bucks."
Well, they are required by law to inform you that it is a paid endorsement.
All right.
And they did not. So that is, I think, that should be an issue, but I doubt it will be. All right. We are going to take a break. We will get to Would Wiggy Eat It and the rest of the news next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.